Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'm joined by Megan Ellis, who is Associate Director for Admissions and Student Affairs here at the Lauder Institute. Thanks for coming today, Megan. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
So before we get started, could you briefly discuss your background prior to coming to Lauder?
I joined Lauder about 2 years ago in August 2010. Prior to that, I received my master's in higher education from the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. And before that, I worked in the private sector for about 3 years after I finished up my undergrad degree.
Excellent. So you definitely brought a diverse background to the position. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit to admissions and the admissions process. Lauder, of course, offers 9 non-native language programs, Chinese and Japanese, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Hindi, Portuguese, and Spanish, and then, of course, the new global program for multilingual students. Could you describe the role of foreign language proficiency in the application process?
For applicants to one of the 9 non-native foreign language tracks, we ask that they come in at the advanced level at the time of application. And all applicants need to take what we call an OPI, and that stands for Oral Proficiency Interview. And the OPI is how we gauge where the applicant stands as far as their level of ability in that language. And like I said, we're looking for applicants who are at the advanced level. I definitely encourage applicants before they take the OPI to listen to the audio clips that we have on our website. They can show you exactly what it sounds like to be at the advanced level, and then also what it sounds like to be at the superior level, which is where students are when they graduate from Lauder after 2 years of additional language study. For applicants to the global program, we ask that they take 2 OPIs in languages other than English and that they show strong proficiency in both. The other caveat when it comes to the OPI and the role of language in the application process is the Portuguese track. So we allow applicants who are native or native level speakers of French, Italian, or Spanish to apply for and be accepted to the Portuguese program, even if they've never studied Portuguese before or they've studied it perhaps not to the level that would be advanced. And in that case, they would want to take the OPI in their native language. So take the OPI in Spanish, we would assume that they would get a superior level score, which is what a native or native level speaker would get, and that would make them qualified for the Portuguese program. And for all of this, if an applicant has a question about what language they should test in or which OPI they should take, they're always welcome to contact the Lauder office.
Of course, and all that information is also available on the website.
Absolutely.
So in terms of the admissions process overall, could you maybe just describe how it works and maybe how it differs from the regular Wharton MBA admissions process?
Lauder is a joint application with the Wharton MBA. That means that applicants are accepted jointly into both programs, and it's a shared application. For Lauder applicants, essentially, they would complete all of the different aspects of the Wharton application, things such as submitting their resume, standardized test scores. They can take either the GMAT or the GRE, their transcripts, essays, recommendations, the TOEFL if it's applicable to them. But in addition, there are a couple of components that we ask they submit for Lauder. The first is the Lauder supplemental form, and it asks straightforward questions about how they learned languages, where they've lived and worked overseas in the past. We also ask that they submit 2 essays for Lauder. These are in addition to the Wharton essays. The first essay for Lauder is to tell us about a cross-cultural challenge or experience, and we're really looking for something with some depth to it. The second essay is about why you would like to join Lauder. And then lastly, we ask that applicants take either 1 OPI if they're applying to one of the 9 language programs or 2 OPIs if they're applying for the global program. And one other thing I'll say about the OPIs is that applicants are welcome to retake it. So if you take the OPI and don't get the score that you would like, please feel free to take it again. There's absolutely no penalty.
Good to know. And then, of course, if applicants are interested in learning more about the global program, we just did a podcast with Professor Guillen, the director of the Lauder Institute. So you talked about the different essays and the Wharton component and the Lauder component to the application. How holistic is the application process? Is there one part of the application which you weigh more than others?
No. At no point during the application process is anything weighed. Everything is looked at holistically. So your application is going to be read numerous times throughout the process. And everybody who reads your application will read the entire thing. So when Marcy, Bevan, or I read an application, we're also reading all of the components for Wharton. And the Wharton Admissions Committee does the same. So they also see the Lauder materials in the application.
Then in addition to those written components and the aspects that people submit online, are interviews required for Lauder applicants?
Yes, an interview is required for all accepted Lauder students, and it's also by invitation only. And that's exactly how the Wharton interview is as well. So after an applicant applies, their application will be read numerous times in its entirety. And at that point, a decision will be made about whether or not to offer an interview. When a Lauder applicant is invited to interview, they're asked to interview twice, once for Wharton and once for Lauder. Details will be given to applicants in the email that tells them they've been invited to interview, but they have a couple different options for where they can do their interview. The first is on campus with a trained second-year student who serves as one of our interviewers. They also have the option to interview off campus with an alum. We also, sometimes Marcy and I, we travel to different cities overseas doing the Wharton interviews, and we also take that opportunity to do Lauder interviews as well if we happen to be in that city. But we try to keep it as flexible as possible. And of course, if somebody, you know, is in a location or has some sort of situation that prevents them from either meeting with an alum or coming on campus, we're happy to think of an alternative for them.
Good. So lots of flexibility then for people who are looking to interview. How long does it take to complete the application process?
The application process itself after you submit is a set amount of time. So when you submit your application, say in round one, you will be notified of your decision by the end of December before the holidays. If you submit in round two in early January, you'll be notified of your decision in late March. Lauder does not accept applications in round three, so somebody who's thinking of applying for Lauder should keep that in mind when they're starting to put together their application. However, I think the process of starting the application is going to begin many months prior to when the application submit date is.
Hopefully. Are the deadlines different than the Wharton deadlines?
No, so we have the same deadlines, except we don't accept in round three. But what Wharton posts is their round one and round two application deadline and also release date. Those are the same for Lauder.
Okay. Would you say there's a typical applicant or student in the Lauder program?
No, I'd be hesitant to use the word typical. There are certainly some commonalities amongst Lauder students, things like a passion for language study, a desire to learn more about international business and management and global studies and to further develop their cross-cultural proficiency. But I wouldn't say there's a typical Lauder student at all. People come in from a very wide variety of academic, professional, personal backgrounds. And when they graduate, they go on to pursue just as diverse variety of careers, whether it's by location, industry, or function. So just from the students who are interning now, I'm amazed at the diversity of locations where they are, everywhere from India to Senegal to South America, Asia. They're all over the world doing everything from entrepreneurship to consulting, consumer goods, media, tech.
Sure. Yeah, we've had some great interviews with different alumni and second-year students, and what they do after Lauder is just as impressive as what they do before Lauder, if not more so. Do people reapply in the event that they're not accepted?
Absolutely. We welcome reapplicants. I think Wharton has actually posted a statistic that about 10% of the application pool in a given year is made up of reapplicants. My advice for reapplicants, aside from familiarizing themselves with the reapplication procedures posted on the Wharton website, would be to contact Lauder and let us know that you're reapplying. We're not able to offer specific feedback about why a person was not accepted in a given year, but I'm happy to talk to a reapplicant or any applicant about what they're thinking of doing going forward in a given year. Also, a reapplicant should know that they need to retake the OPI for Lauder because the OPI scores are only good for one application season.
And you asked that somebody takes the OPI after August 1st, correct?
Yes. So we want to make sure that when somebody scores at the advanced level, that they are still at the advanced level when they come and join us in May. So we don't want them to take the OPI a year before coming in May because there's a chance that they may lose some of their language skills.
Of course, that makes sense. And people can find out more information about the reapplication process on the Warden website as well, right?
Yes, there's a page dedicated entirely to the reapplication process.
Okay. And then I guess along the same lines, if somebody is not admissible to the Lauder program, are they still considered for admission to the Wharton MBA program or vice versa?
Lauder is not a standalone program, so it's not possible to pursue Lauder without also pursuing the Wharton MBA or the Penn Law JD. However, it is possible to be accepted at Wharton even if your application is not admissible at Lauder. In these instances, typically the applicants would have very minimal international experience, perhaps no international experience, or an OPI score that just is not near the level that it needs to be for Lauder. However, they are a very strong applicant for Wharton, and we feel that they would be successful in that program.
You mentioned the JD program, which is offered by, of course, Penn Law. Could you talk about how admissions works for JD students?
Absolutely. So JD applicants have two different times that they can apply. They can either apply to Lauder at the same time that they apply to Penn Law, and then they will find out both their Lauder and Penn Law decision before they have to matriculate. The other option for JD students is to apply while they're in their first year of law school at Penn Law. They would apply in the fall, and we try to get back to them as soon as possible with an admissions decision because we know that they are also trying to secure their summer work.
Is financial assistance available to Lauder students?
Yes, we are fortunate at Lauder to be able to offer students both full fellowships and partial fellowships. The full fellowships cover all of the Lauder tuition for both years, and these are awarded at the time that a student is notified they've been accepted. There's nothing additional an applicant needs to do in order to be considered for these fellowships. We look at everybody for consideration. Partial fellowships are available for Lauder students after they've been admitted, and I will actually send out application information to that group of students, letting them know that there are fellowships that they can apply for.
Is the Lauder Fellowship separate from a Wharton Fellowship?
Yes. So both the Lauder Full Fellowships, which we call Leonard Lauder Fellows, and the Partial Lauder Fellowships are independent of financial assistance through Wharton. Wharton does offer a limited number of their own fellowships, but students should think carefully about what type of financial contribution they're comfortable making towards their education and also loans. So there's a lot of information on the Wharton website about loan procedures and the financial aid process in general. So I would encourage people to explore that during the admissions process and not to wait till after they find out they've been accepted to start looking into how they're going to finance their education.
Right. And it's important to remember that Lauder has additional tuition.
Exactly. And that's what both the full and partial fellowships through Lauder are applied towards. So the full Lauder fellowship covers the full Lauder tuition, not the entirety of the Wharton tuition.
I see. So I guess just to wrap up here, do you have any general advice for an applicant, for someone looking at Lauder?
I think my advice would be to start as early as possible. Give yourself time for studying for the GMAT or the GRE, give your recommenders time. I think it's important to carefully manage the recommendation process. Probably the people you'll be asking for recommendations will be recommending other people as well. So you want to make sure that you have time to sit down with them and explain your goals and what you want to get out of the MBA and Lauder. Additionally, it also gives you time in case for some reason you don't get the score you want on either your OPI or the GMAT or GRE. It gives you time to go back and study. I'd also say if somebody has a question, they shouldn't feel afraid to ask. So the Lauder office is very friendly and people are welcome to call or email with any questions they have about the program as well as the application process more specifically.
I think that's very good advice. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the Lauder Institute, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.